From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The Obama administration is moving to overturn its second Bush administration abortion policy in a month. This time, it's the so-called conscience regulation. It lets healthcare workers refuse to provide treatment or services that conflict with their beliefs. NPR's Julie Rovner has the story.
Laws to protect healthcare workers from having to perform or participate in abortions have been on the books for more than three decades. But Stephen Aiden, an attorney with the Anti-Abortion Alliance Defense Fund, says the new rule was needed to clarify those protections for the tens of thousands of pro-life healthcare workers he represents.
They believe that not only their livelihoods, but their consciences are at stake. They do not wish to be part of any procedure that they believe takes human life.
If that's as far as the Bush rule went, it might not have caused such a stir. But opponents, including attorneys general in seven states who filed lawsuits, say it goes much further. Marilyn Keefe heads reproductive health programs for the National Partnership for Women and Families.
The rule essentially allows individuals and institutions an unfettered ability to refuse to provide health care services, information, and referrals that offend their personal, moral, or religious beliefs.
That could include not just abortion, but also birth control, fertility services, medications for AIDS and HIV, and even end-of-life care. And it's not just doctors and nurses who could refuse to provide services, says Colorado Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette.
That rule was so broad that even the cashier at Walgreens could refuse to provide medication for somebody if the cashier decided that they had a religious objection.
So opponents of the Bush rule were relieved to hear that the Obama administration has filed the paperwork to begin the lengthy process of rescinding the regulation. But it won't be a straight repeal. The Obama administration is asking for another round of public comments. An administration source said those comments might lead to a new regulation that could better balance the beliefs of healthcare workers and the rights of patients. Congresswoman DeGette says that would be fine with her.
This is a conversation I think that we have to have, the medical community, the pro-choice community, and the religious community, about how we can let people legitimately exercise their religious beliefs, but at the same time continue to give legal medications to patients.
But it's not going over as well with those on the other side, like attorney Stephen Aiden.
The rules as written appropriately protect pro-life healthcare workers. There is no reason to reconsider them, no reason for revision. It's an obvious attempt to serve special interests who are pushing for abortion and access to emergency contraception.
This is the second time the Obama administration has acted to reverse a Bush-era pro-life policy. Both times it's tried to reach out to those on the anti-abortion side of the issue, and so far it's gotten nothing but brickbats from those anti-abortion forces. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.